Hello, everyone. Welcome to this edition of Coordinator's Corner. I'm Bob Labriola here with Todd Haley. Todd, what's your assessment of the offense in the first two games of the season?
You know, I think we've done enough to win. And when you're starting out the year on the road like we did at Cleveland, hostile environment, AFC North opponent, I mean, we've figured out a way to get a win. I thought the things that were encouraging were we got into the red just a couple times, but we scored touchdowns in third down situations, third and goal situations, and then most of all, we got the ball back in a four-minute situation and didn't give it back. Last week against Minnesota, you know, a tough defense that I think is going to be a pretty good defense, and had to fight it out. Thought we got the ball handed off a bunch, which was good. Ran the ball a little more efficiently, but they were making it difficult and made enough plays to win in the end.
Generally speaking, at the beginning of a season, is it harder for an offense to be in sync than a defense? You know, like in baseball, a lot of times early in a season, the pitchers are ahead of the hitters. Is that transferable at all in football?
I don't know that, but I do know that, you know, we had some guys that haven't played a lot of football, you know, whether it was Le'Veon missing, you know, the whole offseason, Martavis missing all of last year. You know, those things take time, and I think some of that showed up. What also showed up is that our quarterback and Antonio Brown spent a lot of time together all year round, and you know, and that showed up at critical times for us.
You mentioned Antonio Brown. Carnell Lake was saying during training camp that as he was evaluating Artie Burns in those daily head-to-head matchups, he said that he thought that Antonio Brown had gotten faster and his, you know, 0 to 60 had improved. He's 29 years old. Is that unusual for a guy of that age to be improving physically as he still is?
I've learned not to put any limits on that guy because, again, he outworks everybody. I haven't seen anybody that does what he does, and I think Carnell's right on. I mean, you see more burst, you see even better play speed, and none of those were negatives, obviously. But he caught a shallow this past week, and the linebacker was chasing him, and you just saw the switch go on, and it looked like everybody else was going slow motion. So he's trying to be the best there is, and he's trying not to let anything stop him.
You coached wide receivers in this league, and you coached some famous wide receivers in this league. Is he the best you've ever been around?
You put me in a tough spot. No, I mean, I have been around some great ones, and a couple that probably will end up in the Hall of Fame, and AB, I know, is trying to be the best there is, so I'm happy to be part of it and coaching and watching them.
During the preseason, you experimented a little bit with calling plays from upstairs in the coach's booth. What did you think about that, and why then did you ultimately decide you liked the sideline better?
Yeah, well, you know, with the new rule, you can get up there and talk directly to the quarterback, so we thought it was worthwhile to investigate and see. So, you know, I put a little pros and cons list together as it was going, but in the end, just comfort level. I've been down on the field a long time, the last 19 years, and it's a totally different perspective, not without positives, but at the same time, you know, I coach on the field every practice for years and years and years, and some of those little in-game two-second conversations, looks from guys in their eye on the field, seeing something occur, you know, a matchup potential. You know, I just thought the best place for me was to be on the field.
Were you ever upstairs in any of your other previous assistant jobs, wide receivers coach? Or
I was upstairs when I was with the New York Jets, probably 97, 98, 99.
What's the advantage just generally of being up there, seeing it from up there?
You know, if not calling the plays, I think you'd almost rather be up there because, you know, from a vision standpoint, you can really see coverages develop. But as a play caller, you don't have the time really to be watching some of that. So to me, the advantage is having a guy like Coach Fichtner up there just in my ear. Letting me know what's going on from some of those standpoints.
Chicago Bears this week in Soldier Field. Who are some of their key defensive players?
You know, for them, it really starts up front. You know, they got this Goldman 91 is a very disruptive guy. Hicks, the guy that played in Canada, is a little different way he goes about it sometimes. But man, he's kicking some tail in there, very disruptive. You know, they got some good pass rushers and Floyd, who's a active, quick, fast guy. They got McPhee from Baltimore that we know a little bit. And then Young, who's a big, long, rangy defensive end that isn't afraid to disrupt the release of the tight end while still getting pass rushes. So to me, we got to be very good up front again, and we're on the road, so expect some noise, and we got to be on point.
Their head coach, John Fox, was a defensive coordinator in this league for a long time. Are there general characteristics of the Bears' defense that, you know, are common to teams that he has coached, units he has coordinated?
Yeah, you know, I think up front, but at the same time, they're, you know, as you watch last year into this year, you see them kind of they've turned over a lot of players, specifically in the secondary, and you're seeing a little bit of a different philosophy. But you know, that's all the game within the game of these early season games, where there's not a lot of tape to watch, and it creates some unknown for you, and the ones that adjust the best usually have the best chance to succeed.
Good luck Sunday.
Thank you.